Our lectionary system, that's the system of readings for Mass on Sundays, is almost a miracle. For more than 1,000 years, the Church had a one-year cycle of readings. And a little more than 50 years ago, our three-year cycle of readings was envisioned, created, approved, translated, approved again after the translation, and then published. The entire process happened within less than 10 years. And I want to remind you, it's the Church that did this in less than 10 years. The speed with which this happened is part of the miracle. Now, with a three-year cycle of readings on Sundays, we are able to hear more of the Scriptures during Sunday Mass. And in fact, if you attend Mass every Sunday for 3 years, you will hear the majority of the Scriptures. But still, there are many passages and great events that are not included, or only partially included. And today is a good example. Today is the only time in the three-year cycle of readings for Sunday Mass when we hear from the letter of St. Paul to Philemon. Today is the only time when we hear from this brief letter in the liturgy on Sunday. It's a brief letter, and it's a really great story. Onesimus was a slave in the house of Philemon. Philemon exercised some kind of leadership in the Christian community, probably at Colossae. Onesimus escaped and met Paul, who was now in prison for preaching the gospel. Onesimus became a Christian and a fellow worker with Paul. The letter that Paul writes to Philemon asks Philemon to receive Onesimus back, not as a runaway slave, but as a brother in Christ. In the letter, Paul reminds Philemon that Philemon received the gospel of Jesus Christ from Paul through the preaching of the gospel. Paul is the spiritual father of both Philemon and Onesimus. It's a great story, and we really do not know how it ended. We do not really know why this particular letter was included in the Bible or in the lectionary. But here we have it. This letter is a personal appeal from Paul the Apostle involving a conflict between two people who heard of Jesus Christ from Paul. It's a great story, and we really do not know how it ended. But we have an idea. Because about 50 years after the death of Paul, the bishop of Antioch, whose name was Ignatius, wrote a letter to the church at Ephesus, a city that is not far from Colossae. The bishop of Antioch, whose name was Ignatius, wrote a letter to the bishop of Ephesus, whose name was Onesimus. Perhaps the bishop of Ephesus is the same Onesimus, and he preserved the letter from Paul that granted him freedom. It's a great story, and we do not really know how it ended. But Philemon and Onesimus both heard the gospel of Jesus Christ for the first time from Paul. From whom did you hear the word of the Lord Jesus for the first time? Who first spoke to you of the Good Shepherd? Who first told you of Jesus taking children in his arms and blessing them? Who first told you of the crib and the Magi, and the cross, and the empty tomb. Who first brought you to the banquet of the Eucharist? For all of them, we pray as we go to the altar of God. Amen.